Thank you very much, John. What is wonderful is that God can do his work and can speak to any one of us. That, you know, it's not just the minister or not just the worship leader or not just the person who's doing the prayers that is gifted in being able to understand God, to share his word or anything else. So I'm really, really pleased that today Una Brown is going to come and open up God's word to us. And just thank you for, and the fact that, you know, the whole thing is about being thrown into a fiery furnace. Don't let that put you off. And what God has got to say to us through you. Una, bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, church. I'd like to say thank you to the leadership team, really, to give me this opportunity to deliver a message this morning. I do like your flyers that went out. They put me down as a preacher. I thought, God, somebody's been reading Romans 4, chapter 7, verse 17, call things be not as though they were. So I thought, well, somebody's sowing a seed of faith in you, Una. So you know what? Just believe, trust in God. If that's what he sees, or that's whoever typed this out, if that's what they see, I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you pray for me every day for that to happen. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, this morning, thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. I'm going to try not to be a mover. I am very much a moving person, but I'm not sure whether this is going to stay in my belt or not. So, as you've heard, Daniel, in the book of Daniel, we've been doing it for a while. And last week, I think we covered how the astrologers didn't like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They were influenced. They influenced Nebuchadnezzar, really, because he didn't have that thought by himself. There's people around you that can influence other people into taking specific actions. So, as you can remember, they built a statue of himself. I couldn't think of anything worse. But nevertheless, there was a statue of himself, and he wanted everybody to bow down to this statue. Yet again, if you put it in today's terms, what would that benefit? It wouldn't benefit us in any way, form, or shape. That's why we've got to hold on to the word of God, because a statue, yeah, it doesn't respond. It has no life. It has no power. But yet again, the people around Nebuchadnezzar influenced him to do this, but then wanted Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego to bow down to this thing, which they already knew who their God was. And if all of you are the same, you know who your God is. You've got no reason whatsoever to bow down to something that doesn't benefit you. And God is a person that comes in our lives and he changes. He changes us through the times of difficulties and even also in the times of joy. Because you're in your joy, there's blessing for others. Even in your time of trouble, there's still a blessing for others. Oh, let me get back to my notes. I think I've just deviated. So when they were confronted by Nebuchadnezzar, they made an unmovable statement. I know what you've read today, but mine's a study Bible. Now, as children of God, we can make a statement. When you know God, whether you're in a time of trouble or not, when you have a relationship with God, you can make a statement to someone that might not know God the way you know God. Okay? Because we're all here to deliver the word. It's a good word. It's a message that needs to be shared. If somebody has not heard this message of God, this is your time. This is your opportunity to share it. Whether they receive it or not is a different matter. So when they made that statement, Nebuchadnezzar was furious. Furious to the fact that it enraged him to act differently, further from where he was before. And I think some of you are all parents in here. We already know what our face could look like when we're furious. I think both of my children are here today, and they know what I look like when I'm furious, especially when they've got a crayon going across a warm radiator, and they're enjoying the moments as it's melting down your radiator. The fury on my face, it brings about change in the room. But bless them, they understand that I still love them, but not the crayons on my radiator. So there's actions that it forced him to go and ignite the furnace 7 times more hotter than it was before. He wouldn't naturally do that, but he did that out of fury. So yet again, you've got to be mindful that when people are upset to the point of fury, their actions are out of their normal character. So, and also with that, he tied up Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, ordering the men to continue to intensify. And bearing in mind, Nebuchadnezzar showed no love for his own men that actually bowed down to his statue, dying in that fire. At no point did he show any remorse, that, oh, I've just lost 2 men. There was none of that. His fury saw straight past that. When Nebuchadnezzar managed to throw Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego into the furnace, he came to the point of amazement. Why? Because God showed up. God showed up and protected his people. Just like God protects us now, whether we see it or whether we don't, we are protected. That is the God that we serve. A statue wouldn't do that. You would still be burning. But Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego had the faith, the understanding and the grounding and the trust in God to know that God would do something. They weren't sure what, how, or what it was going to look like. But he showed up and he made a difference. And he made a difference in such a way that his enemies, Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego's enemies, could see how God was moving in their lives. Because Nebuchadnezzar sat there and he looked, and the bit I loved when I was reading through this is Nebuchadnezzar is doing the narration. So you could just imagine your enemy sitting there with his friends, as he would class them, and saying, huh, is that a fourth person in there? And he doesn't realise, and he's getting them to look, which is a testament, really, how God shows up, and even your enemies can testify that they've seen the God that you serve. That, for me, just blows my mind. When people can see, especially if they've had wrong intentions to you, they can see how God is in your life, whether it's a full manifestation or whether it be in the way the result has come out. No matter what, God changes everything. And he changes it so that all people can see. The thing that I enjoyed most as well was Nebuchadnezzar had a clear vision of what was happening. Sometimes not even us as Christians have a clear vision. But Nebuchadnezzar had a clear vision. That's why he was able to narrate the way he did. In my Bible, it says Nebuchadnezzar described God as a divine being. How would he know it's a divine being? Something he knew that he's never mentioned before, knew that that was a divine being, because there's no amount of statues, false gods, that could ever, ever do what our God can do. I did think about it as well, and I thought, well, at least he didn't say it was E.T., but He knew it was something that was divine and holy. So Nebuchadnezzar had a reaction to his own in order to kill Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar had no choice to call them out of that fiery furnace because it was benefiting nothing for him. It wasn't killing the three people that he wanted. So he had to admit defeat. Calling somebody out of that fiery furnace was admitting defeat. And when they came out, Nebuchadnezzar had to speak to them. Sometimes it's hard for your enemies to speak to you knowing when they're wrong. Doesn't change. So Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they came out, not even singed in any way, form, or shape. Isn't that awesome? That you can come through a time of trouble and not be damaged in any way. That's the God that we serve. All-powerful, all-knowing, indescribable God that we serve. So, in today's life, bringing all that Old Testament, I love the Old Testament because it's a mirror of things that still happen today. It might not be extreme or it might be worse than that, but nevertheless, everything in the Old Testament is still relevant today. The New Testament just gives you an easier way, maybe, of looking at it or dealing with it. But nevertheless, it gives you hope. And in the New Testament, they talk about love. Love is the most important thing, but it's also the hardest. Despite everything else around you, you have to love. And with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they still continue to have a relationship with Nebuchadnezzar. Not all of us would do that today. If somebody puts you in a fiery furnace and then you want to be my friend afterwards, are we that forgiving? Do we understand? Would we understand? So, in today's application, in life application I've got here, is people around you can work against you, whether that be in actions or words. Your Christian walk can often offend people, whether that's being demonstrated by your actions, the way you speak, in the way of Nebuchadnezzar, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. It's the way they eat, the way they pray together, because these are three people that fellowshipped together. And Daniel being in the mix. So also I've got here, it says spending time with God changes you in a time of difficulties, more so because there's a shaping and there's a moulding of your personality, your character through that difficult time. God is identifiable, as Nebuchadnezzar confirmed. It's not something that you can make up or anything else. He's real. Your enemies can admit when they've done wrong. Your enemies can become your friend. Spending time with God by having your daily conversation will help you to see all of these things around you. He will speak to you back and give you the word that you need to move forward throughout your day. So, my word today is give God thanks and praise at all times. You can draw strength from it. And the joy of the Lord is your strength, is one of the scriptures that I love. But yet again, remember God loves you and he'll never leave you. That's what he demonstrated in Daniel. In the New Testament, he confirms it because sometimes we forget. So he brings these things to our remembrance. So, in conclusion, I think I'm on time. How do you face your fiery furnace. What does your fiery furnace look like? It might not be a blazing fire. It might be debt, it might be health, it might be people. It could be a lot of things. Because we're exposed to a lot of things nowadays, I think. So can you identify what your fiery furnace is? And also, how hot is it? Is it intensifying? But just know God has got you. Continue walking is what I'm going to say to you today. Continue to walk. God is with you. He's not left you or forsaken you in any way, form or shape. Understand the length of time in your furnace. It's always unknown. God is with you regardless whether you're in the furnace or not. But trust in God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Remember, God will make ways for your enemies to be your footstool. And in this case, God showed himself to the very people that wanted to hurt you. And he will continue to do that. Because the Bible says, the God that we serve, he changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and always. So I'm going to leave you with three things this week to think on, because I think it's important when you deliver a message, you should give yourself time to reflect on what you've heard today and how it's relevant to you, because we can give you a message, but it's got to be able to help you to change or be able to help you to almost deal with the issues that you have. Because that's the God that we serve, and we're here to share his word. So what are you facing that you need to trust God to bring you through? That would be question one. Who do you have around you to stand or walk with you through this time of your furnace? And what statement would you make while facing your fiery furnace? I'll leave you with that thought. That's the God that we serve. He's awesome and he's mighty. There's nothing, nothing too hard for our God. So when you feel that you're either lonely or you're not able to cope, you can cope. Count it all joy, the Bible says. Hard one, but count it all joy nevertheless. I'm going to ask Dan if he could play Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. It's not for you to sing, but it's just something for you just to really stop and reflect and see how many things he's brought you through over the years, the months, the days, the weeks, whatever the time is. God has continued to bring you through, and he will continue that to the end of time. And I just want to give him thanks and praise. So if I ask if you bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment, use this time to give God thanks and give him praise. Heavenly Father, we truly give you thanks and praise. We thank you that your word has come to change and give life to your people, Lord Jesus. We're all broken vessels, but we're here knowing that we are whole and right standing with you, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you that your name is mighty to save and mighty to deliver. Lord, we just thank you that every broken heart, every negative word, everything that's not of you, Lord Jesus, is quashed underfoot, and every right word, every right action, every inch of love and understanding comes from you, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you. I just want to give you praise. I just want to give you the glory, because you alone are God and you change not. Thank you, Lord, for your people. Thank you, Lord, that you bring about change. Thank you, Lord, that every ear that has heard, every eye that has seen, Lord Jesus, let the changes start from now. Let us not go out the door the same way we came in, Lord Jesus, but let us come back next week with a joy in our heart and a spring in our step to know that you've brought us through. I pray for the testimonies that's going to come forth, Lord Jesus. I pray that it continues to cut through the negativities of life and bring back the fullness of joy. So, Lord, we just thank you and we give you glory and honor, Lord, that we just magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whilst your eyes are still closed and your head's bowed, if there's anybody in the audience that is facing a fiery furnace, I just ask that if you just raised your hand and put it down, and just so I just take a moment to pray for you. I see your hand. Thank you. I see your hand. Thank you. I see your hand. I see your hand. Thank you. I see your hand. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, your people are hurting, Lord Jesus, but I know you're the great healer, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for your healing for each and every one that has raised their hands this morning. I pray that, Lord, your healing power, your restoring power, Lord Jesus, will bring them through, Lord Jesus. Let their ears be open to hear what it is that you have in store for them, Lord Jesus. And let them know that every step that they take is a step of faith, knowing that you've done this, Lord Jesus. You have this because you have each and every one of us in the palm of your hands. So, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for their victory through this time, Lord Jesus. And I pray that their enemies will give them praise. Not just because that they've come through it and they've won. It's the fact that they've had an encounter or they've seen your face through your child. So, Lord, I just give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. It is good to know that though there are furnaces we face, will face, are facing, that we do not have to face them alone. And certainly, you know, while you're having your tea and your coffee, if you want to find somebody who can pray with you, pray for you, walk alongside you, that's why we're here. That's why God has given us a church, why we don't have to struggle on by ourselves. So thank you for that message, Una. Brilliant. We're going to close our time of worship by singing together a song which is based on the 23rd Psalm, where David was similarly facing his fiery furnace, I guess. And in his song, he reminds himself and reminds us centuries later that God never lets go and walks with us through the storm, through the pain, through the furnace. Let's stand and sing, "Even Though I Walk."